Well, welcome everybody. My name is Reverend Peter Chapman, and here at St. Martin's. But actually, I was born in the bush, in very remote country in outback New South Wales. And I also grew up with Aboriginal communities. And looking at Cook Island and their isolation reminds me back on my farming days with my dad. We hardly ever saw a priest because a priest could hardly ever get out to where we were. And the farmers used to get together and support one another. And if a farmer was in need, other farmers would bring maybe a farming implement or something like that. And we'd all get together and we'd have meals and gymkhanas and all that kind of stuff. And it was a real community. But at the same time, when there was a tragedy, we'd all feel that too. I'm just reflecting on Cook Island and how remote they are. And I know from my Aboriginal friends, and also I worship with Cook Islanders, people in far north Queensland too, and they would share how their community, they had a real bond. And it was because of that isolation. They were more than just a community. They were like a family. People were like aunts and uncles to all the children there. And that bond was very, very strong. So much so, when there was something to celebrate, everyone would come and celebrate. But when someone had done something wrong, everyone felt the shame and that injury. It was felt on the whole community. There was a real sense in those communities of what was right and what was wrong. That's probably also why the Cook Islanders adopted Christianity so readily, and why it became such a strength in their community, because they understood what family was about and God's principles of what family is. And they also understood the grace of Christ, that love that he brings, that they already knew and shared amongst one another. So we see from Jeffrey's video there, and he shares about the needs of Cook Island, and he shares about some of the tragedies, the abuse for women and violence. You know, and I did a little bit of research, and a lot of that has come because of the foreigners that have come into the land and brought their influences. And one of the big things that has happened that is struggling with the Cook Islanders is about alcohol. And the thing about being fearfully and wonderfully made is that when we know that in God, we have a strength of who we are. We have that strength of belonging. But when that is broken down, maybe by injury or harm or shame, that begins to break down that knowing that we belong to God. And really what I see in Jeffrey's video is that real call. That's what we need. We need to get back to the scriptures. Why the scriptures? Because that shows us that Christ is our Lord. Christ is who we belong to. That he is recognizing as the strength in their community. The strength, because in their community it's not just there's the government and there's the church. It's everyone together. And it's the decisions they make together with a godly foundation. And this is the struggle they're having when other things are coming in and breaking that down. And this is where we need to understand and really deeply pray for the Cook Islanders. There's 15 islands there and 12 of them are habited. And we need to understand that God deeply loves those people, and to pray that God can raise them and raise up those young people to be a voice where communities can take hold and say, no, we don't want this in our land. We don't want this in our families and society. We want the things of God in our hearts and our souls that also helps us to be strong in our communities. So thank you. Amen.